stop the blame game, start political process to resolve Yemen crisis. The US-backed state terrorism of Saudi regime has resulted in the most tragic crisis of our times, with over 20,000 men, women and children killed so far, in addition to the hundreds of thousands displaced and looming famine, along with the spread of epidemic diseases threatening to worsen the human tragedy. Iran's English-language daily Kayhan International carried a viewpoint in this regard in its Sunday, May 27th issue, titled "Stop the Blame Game, Start Political Process to Resolve Yemen Crisis." Kayhan International writes, "The massacre of the innocent goes on in Yemen to the delight of its perpetrators as the Arab world's poorest country sinks deeper into epidemic diseases and famine, while those who supply state-of-the-art killing technology to the Saudi-led invaders not just brand the defenders as rebels, but cry horse on the short and long-range missiles fired in self-defense at the aggressors, accusing faraway Iran of providing these projectiles when the whole world knows that Yemen is under total blockade by land, air, and sea. The irony is that even the UN and human rights bodies have turned a blind eye to the plight of the people of Yemen, and instead of pressuring the regime in Riyadh to end its unprovoked war and carnage, are demanding that the defenders be disarmed and meekly accept whatever unjust terms the world body, or more properly, the powers that manipulate it, have decided for them. The questions that arise are, where is human conscience? Is it a sin for the Yemenis to be masters of their own destiny by having a government of their choice rather than be ruled by unelected puppets installed by Saudi regime, the UAE, or the US? What are the dangerously armed American Marines doing on the Saudi-Yemeni border? People are dying in droves daily, and almost the whole infrastructure has been destroyed by the unabated aerial bombardment of civilian areas. Yet neither the UN has any answer to end this bloodbath, nor the overinflated US, which shamelessly calls the Saudi savages its allies. Comrades in Crimes Against Humanity is an apt description of the US, the illegal Zionist entity Israel, and the reactionary Arab regimes. Kayhan International continues, "As a matter of fact, by poking its bloodied nose in the affairs of others, the US continues to prolong and worsen the crises in West Asia, Palestine, Syria, Bahrain, and Yemen that could have long been resolved if not for the meddling by Washington and its devilish agents in the region. The popular Ansarullah movement has unlimited access to massive stockpiles of weapons, including missiles, accumulated since the 1970s by the now-executed dictator Ali Abdullah Saleh, who was generously supplied by both the Western and Eastern powers, but ironically, the blame is put on Iran without the least evidence of arming the Yemenis. It is obvious that there is no invisible corridor connecting Tehran and Sana'a, which means it is impossible for Iran to send even medical aid to the dying Yemenis. So how could the Islamic Republic sneak in missiles to the Ansarullah, who are under complete siege? And suppose Iran does provide these projectiles to Yemen's defenders through a magical several thousand kilometer long detectable underwater tunnel, could this be called a greater violation of international law than the pouring into aggressor Saudi regime of hundreds of billions of dollars of sophisticated weapons by the US, Britain, and France? Kayhan International concludes, the Islamic Republic is not a terrorist and criminal country like the US to intrude uninvited into Syria, Yemen, Persian Gulf, Iraq, and other places in order to destabilize those lands through backing terrorist elements. Wherever Iran is present, it is on the request of the governments of those countries and the popular forces, and whatever arms it has supplied, it is for safeguarding the peace, security, and stability of those lands against terrorists, including the illegal, racist, and child-killing Zionist entity that has no right to exist on the map of West Asia. So stop blaming Iran for the stalemate in Yemen and start earnest political efforts to end the catastrophe in that Arab Muslim land by halting the Saudi-led invasion and bringing the various tribes and groups to the negotiation table for formation of a unity government instead of trying to impose unwanted elements as presidents or prime ministers on the proud Yemeni people.